Hallo zusammen und ganz herzlich willkommen zu dieser kleinen Extra-Ausgabe von Keep Talking. Ich bin Moritz Heist und heute werdet ihr nur meine Stimme hören und noch die Stimme von einem anderen, von keinem Gast. Aber Kai ist jetzt hier heute nicht dabei, denn wir präsentieren euch heute das kleine, schon länger angekündigte Interview mit Luke Kuechly, den ich in Frankfurt treffen konnte und ein paar Minuten mit ihm zusammen einige Fragen stellen konnte. Das hört ihr gleich. Das Ganze gibt es auch als YouTube-Video. Wer das Ganze mit Bild anschauen möchte, das lohnt sich meiner Meinung nach. Das war eine sehr schöne Kulisse dort in Frankfurt. Ja, auch wenn das Ganze jetzt nur wirklich ein paar Minuten lang sind, das mehr Zeit war da einfach nicht drin, ne? Diese Super Bowl-Veranstaltung, die die Panthers da in Frankfurt veranstaltet haben, die war sehr, sehr durchgetaktet und ich hatte das auch, glaube ich, schon mal ein bisschen erzählt in einer Folge, dass das ja sehr, sehr anstrengend war, bis wir dann endlich Zeit gefunden hatten oder beziehungsweise bis Luke Kuechly und seine Entourage Zeit für uns gefunden hat und wir dann wirklich nur ein paar Minuten mit ihm zusammen hatten. Aber trotzdem war das mal ganz spannend, ihn zu treffen und ihn so zwei, drei Fragen zu stellen und ich bin sicher, das interessiert euch alle auch. Wie gesagt, auf YouTube gibt es das Ganze auch mit Bild vor der schönen Kulisse im Frankfurter Stadion. An dieser Stelle nochmal ganz, ganz herzlichen Dank an alle, die da dabei waren und die das möglich gemacht haben. Insbesondere natürlich die Carolina Panthers und Sean Fehler, der das möglich gemacht hat. Und natürlich auch alle im Hintergrund, insbesondere vom German Riot, Tobias Dorf, der da nochmal viel in Bewegung gesetzt hat, damit wir das möglich machen konnten und alle, die da dabei waren und auch versucht haben, mir meine Nervosität zu nehmen, die man am Anfang auch sicherlich merkt, denn ich bin das ja auch nicht gewohnt, also vielleicht sehr selten mal im beruflichen Kontext irgendwie Englisch zu sprechen und dann dazu noch neben so einer Panthers-Legende wie Luke Kuechly zu stehen, das war natürlich dann schon etwas sehr Besonderes. Von daher nochmal vielen, vielen Dank an alle Beteiligten. Das wäre sehr cool. Vielleicht ergibt sich da ja auch in Zukunft irgendwie nochmal was und vielleicht auch irgendwann die Möglichkeit, da ein bisschen längere und ausführlichere Gespräche mit ehemaligen Spielern, aktuellen Spielern oder so zu machen. Sind wir gespannt. Die Zeichen stehen da gerade ganz gut drauf, dass da in Zukunft einiges möglich sein wird. Aber jetzt erstmal hier für euch das kleine Interview von und mit Luke Kuechly. Viel Spaß dabei.
Yeah, and now here I'm standing with one of the Panthers' greatest player, Luke Kuechly. Welcome to Germany.
Absolutely, we're excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
I've read somewhere that you have some family relations in Germany. Is that true?
Absolutely. My mom's mother's side is from Germany. My dad's got aunt or
which city
family
is,
too.
Is your mom?
You know what? That is a good question. I don't know exactly what city they are, but they do have relatives that are from over here.
So you have been to Germany sometimes?
We came over here when I was in high school. The last time I came over here was in high school. We flew into Munich, and then we rented a car and we just kind of drove around all over outside of Munich. So this is the first time where I'm going to really go city to city to city to city. So we're looking forward to it.
So 3 years ago, you retired from the NFL, which was a surprise. Mm-hmm. And for us fans, it was a shocking moment and the beginning of a very difficult offseason in 2020. Can you say something about your thoughts and the decision to retire from the NFL?
Yeah, it was one of those things. I loved playing the game. It had been so good to me, and I have so many fond memories of playing it with my friends and my family and the people of Charlotte and all the fans that we've had. But I just felt like when I, really thought about it, it was the right time for me to move in a different direction. It might have been earlier than I would have liked, but I thought about it a lot, and it came down to the decision was kind of really just made on it was the right time for me to move on. And, you know, now there's plenty of opportunities to do other things. I've, you know, able to come out here. I've done some work with the team in different, a different capacity that I did when I was playing. So it's been a lot of fun. Obviously I missed the game, but, I'm happy kind of with where things are right now.
So you, had a ton of tackles during your career. How are you today? Does your body like feel like, okay, I've played 8 seasons and a lot of 1,000 tackles for 3 seasons in a row? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So how you feel today?
I feel good now. I mean, when I was playing, I honestly felt really well. I've lost a little bit of weight since I was playing, which I think's helped a lot of stuff, and I'm not hitting guys anymore. So the combination of that and not getting run into and not getting hit all the time and not having to run around, I feel a lot better now than when I was playing. So I think a lot of guys, I think if you ask a lot of guys, they'd probably say the same thing. When they get finished playing, everything starts to have an opportunity to heal. You know, you finish the season in the middle of January, and then by like mid to late February, you're running around lifting weights again. Your body really never has an opportunity to truly heal. And now I just get to drink good German beer, and it makes me feel way better.
So you stopped playing football in January 2020 after the regular season. Can you say something about the transition from being a pro athlete to a private person?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You just one day it stops and it's very final and it ends. And once it ends, you're done playing football. There's really no easing your way out of it because you wake up one day and you play, and then the next day you're done. But it's been fun. You know, I've kind of eased myself out of the game of football in a little bit. I worked with the team in 2020. I did some radio with the team this year, which was a ton of fun. I'm hopefully going to do it again next year. I really enjoyed it. And then I'm coaching a little fifth grade football team with one of my buddies.
Greg Olton?
Yeah, with Greg.
So you're the defensive coordinator,
yeah,
right?
Greg helps out everywhere. Greg does a fantastic job. Offense, defense, special teams, offensive line. He kind of wears every hat you can. But, you know, I still love the game of football, so I try to stay involved how I can. And the radio has been a lot of fun. The coaching has been awesome. And looking forward to this year.
So how is it for you being with the Panthers again and traveled through Germany and different cities? How did this getting started? Did David Tepper call you and said, "Hey, Luke, what are your plans? Can you travel to Germany and do some autographs and interviews, or give us an idea of that?"
Yeah, so I love the organization. I love the team. I love staying involved. And Sean Fehler's our guy in charge of international expansion.
Yeah.
he gave us a call and said, "Hey, you want to come over here in Germany? We've got a good crew of people going over there." And I said, "Yeah, I'd absolutely love to go."
Cool. We are very thankful that you're here. So what do you think about the German fans, about the German Panthers fans? Can you imagine that the Panthers have a fan base like that here in Germany?
It's
in American football, and everyone plays soccer in Germany.
I think, you know, the one thing that you immediately recognize is the energy. And I think that's one thing that sports always bring is it's good energy, it's bad energy, but you can always feel it. And it's been very positive energy since we got here. You've only been here for less than 24 hours, but the feeling's been great. There's been a tremendous amount of support, and hopefully we can get over here and play a game soon.
We hope to. So what are your future plans? Have you considered coaching or something on a pro level?
Yeah, maybe? So I think, honestly, I really like the radio with the team. It's been a lot of fun. Get to travel to games. You get to do home games. I'm around the stadium, around the guys. We're there on game days. It was a ton of fun, and I'm looking forward to hopefully doing it again next year.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming up, guys.
Ja, das war unser kleines Interview mit Luke Kuechly. Ich hoffe, das gefällt euch und hat euch Spaß gemacht. Und wie gesagt, wir hoffen, dass wir sowas in Zukunft vielleicht irgendwann nochmal hinbekommen. Das war auf jeden Fall ein Riesenspaß und ein ganz, ganz tolles Erlebnis. Das war's dann für heute in dieser kleinen Mini-Episode. Wir hören uns in der nächsten Woche wieder. Da kehren wir dann natürlich den aktuellen Stand der Free Agency zusammen und schauen mal, wo denn das Roster der Panthers hier und da noch Löcher haben könnte. Das Ganze natürlich wie immer dann überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Schaut gerne auf unserer Webseite vorbei. Ganz herzlichen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wir hören uns sehr bald wieder. Bis dahin, passt auf euch auf. Keep Hounding. Wir sind bald wieder für euch da mit Keep Talking und ihr hoffentlich dann auch mit Keep Listening. Bis bald.